Proverbs chapter 5. My son, attend unto my wisdom, and bow your ear to my understanding, that you may regard discretion, that your lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of a strange woman drop as a honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps take hold on hell. Lest you should ponder the path of life, her ways are movable, that you cannot know them. Hear me now, therefore, O ye children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. Remove your way far from her, and come not near the door of her house, lest you give your honor unto others, and your years unto the cruel. Lest strangers be filled with your wealth, and your labors be in the house of a stranger, and you mourn at the last when your flesh and your body are consumed, and say, How have I hated instruction, and my heart despised reproof, and have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ear to them that instructed me. I was almost in all evil in the midst of the congregation and assembly. Drink waters out of your own cistern, and running waters out of your own well. Let your fountains be dispersed abroad, and rivers of water in the street. Let them be yours only, and not strangers with you. Let your fountain be blessed, and rejoice with the wife of your youth. Let her be as a loving hind and pleasant roe. Let her breast satisfy you at all times, and be you ravished always with her love. And why will you, my son, be ravished with a strange woman, and embrace the bosom of a stranger? For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he ponders all his going. His own iniquity shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be held with the cords of his sins. He shall die without instruction, and in the greatness of his folly he shall go astray.